Now a story about a cable TV producer, a professor, an international pop superstar, and the two dead economists who brought them all together. Alex Bloomberg from our Planet Money team tells us what happened.
John Popola works for Spike TV, the cable channel for guys, which specializes in ultimate fighting championships and bikini specials. But John, he's interested in other things, like macroeconomics. And he's really into this one podcast called Econ Talk, put out by an econ professor named Russ Roberts. Econ Talk deals a lot with the ideas of two rival economists, John Maynard Keynes and Friedrich von Hayek. Keynes basically invented the idea of a stimulus package. Hayek would have opposed it. And it killed John Popola, the TV producer, that here's the government spending all this money on the stimulus, and the popular media isn't talking about the underlying economics of it, like Russ Roberts does on his podcast. And then John remembered, wait a minute, I work in the media.
So I cold called Russ in like April of 2009 and said, I'm this producer, marketing person from Spike TV. I'd really like to work together on some kind of video project to, you know, dive into economics using visuals and entertainment value and not just lectures. It was actually Russ said jokingly, what if we did a rap song?
9 months later, what started as a joke is now a reality, making its worldwide debut right here, right now on NPR.
John Maynard Keynes.
Oh, F.A. Hayek.
Yeah, we're opposed.
We oppose each other philosophically.
In the same studio.
We've been going back and forth for a century. I want to steer markets. I want them set free. There's a boom and bust cycle and good reason to fear it. Play low interest rates.
It's the animal spirit.
The video imagines Keynes and Hayek come back to life. They're at an economics conference together and they go out for a night on the town, during which, while drinking and rolling with their entourages, they lay out the basics of their theories. Keynes sings about the need for government spending to lift us out of recession. Hayek counters that borrowing money will come back to haunt us in the end. Like any good rap, they sling insults. Here's Hayek getting off a good diss on Keynes.
In the long run, my friend, it's your theory that's dead. So sorry there, buddy, if that sounds like invective. Prepare to get schooled in my Austrian perspective.
Russ Roberts and John Popola had never written a rap before. It's unclear whether Russ had even heard one, although he did have some composing experience.
I once took a class in how to write for the musical from Charles Strauss, who wrote Annie. And I audited the class and wrote a song for it.
The video is actually really good. The production values are as high as anything you might see on MTV, and both John and Russ know the economics inside and out. But let's be honest. None of us here at Planet Money are experts on what makes a good pop song. We had no idea if regular music fans would like it. And this is where we get to the international pop star. About a week ago, right exactly at the moment when Russ walked into the NPR studios with his laptop to show us the video, the flashiest, most famous-looking pop star appeared right there in our midst. Her name is Kesha. She was there to be interviewed by NPR's Scott Simon because she has the number one single in the world right now, TikTok.
I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes, trying on all our clothes, clothes.
So here we had our question about Russ and John's song, and now we had arguably one of the world's leading pop music authorities right there in the next studio. Kesha was psyched to help us out, although she was a little worried we were going to make fun of her. So Russ tried to reassure her in a very academic way by giving her a test, but it worked.
So I'll name a couple people. You tell me if they're economists. Say economist, not economist, okay?
Will you help me?
Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Not an economist.
Okay. John Maynard Keynes.
Totally an economist.
See? That's all we need to know. So
with that, Russ pressed play. This glamorous pop star and, sorry Russ, nebbishy economist huddled around a pretty messy NPR conference table and watched the action unfold on screen. I was nervous for Russ. I thought Kesha would make fun of him. But she watched the entire thing and she seemed truly absorbed. Then, the moment of truth. The song ended, all eyes turned to Kesha, who was unequivocal.
It's like legit. And it's really good raps.
Thank you.
It's really good rapping. It's the animal spirit. I remember it. I'm impressed.
Kesha has rendered her judgment. Now you can render yours. We link to the video on our website, npr.org/money. For NPR News, I'm Alex Bloomberg.
The curious task of economics is to demonstrate to men how...
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank. Committed to straightforward banking, including customer service with a real human being 24/7. Learn more at allybank.com.